plate a potential nugget.
The other piece, Raghu, again, I've always been curious about is about building culture. Again, there's a lot of talk in the corporate world. And I'm fascinated about the armed forces because you don't have, as you rightly said, you don't have incentives, right? All you have is culture to carry people with you. So again, what are the two or three things that we could learn in terms of how do you build a culture and how do you build followership?
So firstly, I think I'll correct you there. It's not that the army doesn't have incentive. Then they are not material incentives. They are different incentives. You know, it's very interesting that there are certain units, for example, the special forces, or let's take NSG, for example, National Security Guard, which is a purely deputationist force, which means that Rashtriya Rifle, another great example, where soldiers will come only for 2 to 3 years. So you will join that outfit for 2 to 3 years, which means at any given point of time, even the commanding officer of that unit will not know more than about 50 to 60% of his people because he is himself getting rotated. His troops are getting rotated.
Right.
Despite that, organizations have a very strong sense of cultural identity.
Right.
And I think how the forces do it is by storytelling. By creating a narrative of that organization which is so strong and so powerful that any time a person puts on that uniform and he has got the shoulder badge of whatever it may be, Jat Regiment, Rajput, Bihar, Rashtriya Rifle, you know, 22 MEC, the moment you adopt that, you know, you sort of put on that, you know, clothing on yourself and you become part of that unit, you also are immersed into the legends of that unit. So, for example, one of the rituals that happens in a battalion is as soon as new soldiers are commissioned in, and they may come in a batch of, say, 15 to 20 or 30 or whatever, they are actually taken around the officer's mess and the quarter guard, and they're shown all the trophies. And every narrative is, so to retrieve this flag, we lost 30 people in that battle. To recover the dead body of one of our comrades, we launched 7 attacks and we lost several more in the process, but we did not let a body of one of our soldiers behind.
Right.
Now, by the time you listen to the third or the fourth or the fifth story, I mean, your hair is standing on its end and you realize that you are in a temple. This is not you are in the presence of your ancestors who have left this legacy behind, and that's the expectation from you. I think that's a very important part of corporate, where we have become very antiseptic. We have become very clinical, and these numbers and these sheets and these trend lines, they cannot capture the story of an entrepreneur or two brothers who decide that they're going to make a Jeep in India and suddenly take on the British and create an empire which today is known as the Mahindra and Mahindra Group. Or a man who decides that he wants to build a hotel because whatever reasons. And so the legends of organizations are not, I think, spoken. The art of storytelling is culture building.
Right.
How do you build a culture? How do you know that you are supposed to be, you are supposed to have reverence for your elders? It's because somebody has told those stories in your ears, if not necessarily directly, but indirectly, in terms of the shape of stories, in the shape of what happened earlier before you. And I think that is a very, very essential part when you want to forge an organization together. Shared reality is nothing but storytelling. That is what makes us believe that we are right, our country is better, my company is better, my community is better, or I can do this because my ancestors have done it, and I can achieve it because in the past I have done it. These are all elements of storytelling, and that is the fundamental, I think, cementing block to get a group of people together. And that is basically what the armed forces do. They build those legends, those stories, and that's what takes people literally to the next level.
One of the companies that comes to mind when I think about culture is Johnson & Johnson. Their credo, which is like their operating system, was written way back in 1943. 70 years hence, it still stood the test of time. When I was talking to their India CEO, Vikas Srivastava, who heads the consumer business recently, he spoke at length about the importance and the criticality of storytelling in the context of establishing and driving culture. Thank you for listening.